Hey family, King Caruso here, your Black History buff. Real quick, before the show starts, I just wanted to let you know that rather than running an ad for some random product, I've decided to bet on myself and use this spot to ask you to join me on Patreon. By joining, you'll help keep the podcast ad light, support the work that I do, and help me build a community away from the algorithms. And guess what? You can join for free. So if that sounds good, head over to Patreon and search for Black History Buff, or just check the link in the description. All right, I'm done. Now, let's jump into today's episode. Hey family, this is King Caruso, the Black History Buff, and let's play a game. I want you to think of the greatest spy you know. Who did you think of? Was it James Bond? Jason Bourne? Maybe Ethan Hunt? What would you say if I told you that Harriet Tubman was better than all of them? And she wasn't alone. During the Civil War, black women were running espionage rings, infiltrating enemy lines, and feeding intelligence to the Union Army, all while being overlooked, underestimated, and ignored. These women didn't just watch history happen, they shaped it. And today, we're telling some of their stories. Let's get into it. Imagine this. You're black, you're a woman, and you're working in the home of Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy. You are quite literally in the belly of the beast. On paper, you're invisible, a servant, someone they don't even bother acknowledging. But that's exactly what makes you dangerous. This was Mary Elizabeth Bowser's life. Born enslaved around 1839, she was freed and educated in the North. But when the war broke out, she went back into enemy territory, right into Jefferson Davis's household. And here's where it gets wild. They assumed she was illiterate. They left war memos out in the open, spoke freely around her, treated her like she was incapable of understanding the plans they were making, and this was a big mistake. You see, it turns out Mary had a photographic memory. She could read a document once and recall it word for word. So that's exactly what she did. She memorized war strategies, troop movements, and supply routes, and then passed that intel straight to the Union through a network of sympathizers, laundresses, and supply runners. And her work directly influenced Union victories, especially in Richmond, where her intelligence shaped military strategies right under the noses of Confederate leaders. A ghost in enemy territory, a woman who turned their arrogance into her advantage. Next up, we have Mary Lovesti, a formerly enslaved seamstress who single-handedly delivered one of the most valuable secrets of the war. Mary worked in the home of a Confederate naval engineer in Norfolk, Virginia, and one day she overheard something chilling. The South was building a warship that could crush the Union Navy. That ship was the CSS Virginia, a brand new kind of vessel, ironclad, nearly indestructible, and a serious problem for the Union fleet. Mary knew what was at stake. If she could get this information to the Union, they might have a chance to fight back. But that meant getting out of the South alive. So she did what she had to do. She disguised herself as a simple domestic worker and began the long, dangerous journey on foot, by train, and by ship, smuggling secret documents hidden on her. Confederate checkpoints were everywhere. One wrong move, one suspicious guard, and that would have been it. Hey family, I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. Yes, this is an ad, but it's an ad for me. I forgot to mention at the start of the episode that along with Patreon, I also have a newsletter that you can join for free. Isn't it refreshing to get an ad for free stuff for once? The newsletter is something I set up to keep in touch with like-minded people who don't love being glued to apps, but still want to keep up to date with what's going on through the good old written word, you know, like our ancestors did back in the 90s. You can find a link to join in the description. Okay, I'm out. Thanks for sticking around. I appreciate you, and please enjoy the rest of the show. Just think about the weight of that moment, the risk, the fear, the pressure. But she made it. When she reached Washington, she handed over the plans for the CSS Virginia to Union officials. Because of her, the Union had the intelligence to reinforce their own ironclad ship, the USS Monitor. And this led to the famous Battle of Hampton Roads, one of history's first ironclad naval battles and a turning point in naval warfare. One woman, one mission, and she changed the course of history. Now let's talk about Susie King Taylor, because this woman was a walking revolution. Born enslaved in Georgia in 1848, she learned to read and write in secret, a crime at the time. But she didn't just keep that knowledge to herself. When the Civil War broke out, she made it to Union lines and became the first black woman to openly serve as a nurse for Union forces. But make no mistake, she wasn't just tending to wounds. She was on the battlefield, moving between Union camps, overhearing Confederate plans, mapping out enemy positions, and quietly passing intel to Union officers. She was everywhere, seen but unnoticed, a force behind enemy lines. And after the war, she made sure these stories wouldn't disappear. She wrote Reminiscences of My Life in Camp, one of the only first-hand accounts of black women's roles in the Civil War. Without her, many of these stories would have been lost forever. So why does this even matter? Well, these women weren't just surviving the war, they were changing its course. They didn't carry rifles, they didn't lead battalions, but their weapons were just as powerful. Intelligence, bravery, and strategy. Yet how many times do you see their names in history books? What would the world be like if they were given the credit they deserved? And how would our understanding of heroism change? Listen, if you learned anything today, please share this episode, drop a comment, and help me keep these stories alive. Until next time, stay blessed, stay informed, and keep making history. Hey, you stay till the end credits, like only the smartest of people do. Listen, if you stuck around this long, you sound like the kind of person who might really enjoy my Patreon. Over there, you'll get access to hundreds of ad-free posts, early access to videos and recordings, bonus content, and whatever else I can think of to add value to your life. And you can join for free. Plus, if you join a paid tier, you'll get your name in the end credits of videos and that warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you're helping me make the show bigger and better. You can find me by searching for Black History Buff on Patreon or by using the link in the description. That's it. I'm done. Thank you so much for staying with me, and I hope you'll stick around for more episodes and share them with your friends. Till next time, stay blessed.